About 200 miles east of Portland, Oregon, on today's Interstate 84, you'll find a town that once served the early travelers of the Oregon Trail and the rails that connected the country. You'll also find a town with quite a rough and tumble history. The story on today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
As Brooke Armstrong explains, there was once plenty of interesting things to occupy one's time, or perhaps get them in trouble, in Pendleton, Oregon.
Pendleton had 32 bars and 18 brothels within a four-block radius. We were an entertaining town. We were the entertainment capital of Eastern Oregon.
Back in 1890, there were about 2,500 people living in town, but this was still a rather large city in Eastern Oregon, which supported many working in a variety of industries.
We were a hub for the railroad coming through and being built. We had stations for the Oregon Trail. We were just like a main stopping point for a lot of the people traveling through. Our industry was sheep, cattle, wheat, and such.
An interesting mix of nationalities were in Pendleton. White settlers from many homelands, along with Native Americans, and a heavy influx of Chinese who came here to work as well.
There was a depression in China, so they needed work and money to send back to their families. There was also the railroad being built through the West, so they came over, they'd get passages on a ship. Sometimes they were contracted out, sometimes they paid their own passage.
Plus, the Chinese worked in the mines in the Blue Mountains. Brooks says they often did the hardest jobs and were not given equal pay. Unfortunately, discrimination against the Chinese was even written into the law of the area.
There was the Sundowner's Law in effect that meant that Chinese were not allowed above ground after sundown. If they were found above ground, they could be shot and killed. And the person that did that would not be prosecuted for shooting the man, but actually discharging his firearm within city limits. So that kind of tells you how discriminated they were.
Much of this city's rough and tumble history, though, can be found below ground. And that's where we go next time, as we travel the countryside. In Pendleton, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.